BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone, and you are listening to BTV News.
On the afternoon of June the 28th, the Ministries of Police Security held a ceremony to announce decisions by the Ministers of Public Security regarding the organizational structure and personnel of provincial and municipal police departments. General Lương Tam Quang, Police Bureau member and Minister of Public Security, presided over the ceremony, which was also live streamed to police departments across the country. During the ceremony, the director of the Department of Personnel Organization under the Ministry of Public Security presented several decisions by the minister, including the reorganization of the provincial police departments, the reassignment of existing personnel and leadership appointments at the provincial level. General Lương Tam Quang officially assigned 23 provincial police directors, including Major General Lê Quang Nhân, who was appointed director of the newly merged Gia Lai Provincial Police from the integration of the police departments of Bình Định and Gia Lai Province. In his address, General Quang instructed the leadership teams of the 34 newly established provincial and municipal police department to focus on effective management and ensure that the new organizational structure operates effectively, meeting the demands of the current security landscape.
On June the 20th, Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee Phạm Anh Tuấn conducted an inspection of preparations for the upcoming ceremony to announce central and provincial resolutions and decisions on the merger of administrative units, the establishment of party organizations, and the appointment of new leadership at the provincial and communal levels. The inspection also focused on readiness for the official operation of the new commune-level administrative model in Vân Canh District. Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn acknowledged the proactive efforts of local party committees, authorities, and civil servants in preparation of necessary conditions for the smooth launch of the new administrative apparatus. He paid particular attention to the establishment and functioning of commune-level public administrative service centers, key units responsible for receiving and processing administrative procedures for residents and businesses. He emphasized the need to ensure seamless, uninterrupted operation of these centers during the transition, especially from July the 1st, when the two entire local government model officially comes into effect. This, he noted, is a crucial to reinforce public trust in the newly restructured administrative system. Chairman Phạm Anh Tuấn stressed that the streamlining the apparatus is not only about making it leaner, but more importantly about bringing government closer to the people and improving public service delivery.
On June the 28th, Vice Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, Mr. Lâm Hải Giang, visited Hội An District to inspect preparations for the upcoming ceremony announcing and implementing the new commune-level government model. After conducting on-site inspection, Vice Chairman Lâm Hải Giang prayed the district through preparation, ensuring that the new commune-level administrative system will be ready to operate effectively starting the 1st of July. He emphasized on communes, particularly public administrative service centers, must be equipped to provide convenient and accessible services to residents. This, he noted, he essential to building public trust and reinforcing the far-reaching impact of the national administrative reform. Vice Chairman Yang also reviewed preparation for the Chun Tori ceremony announcing central and local resolution on decision on the merger of administrative units. The event will also include the establishment of new party organizations and the appointment of leadership at the provincial, commune, ward, and township levels. He commended the localities for their readiness ahead of this important milestone.
On the morning of June the 20th in Gwinyang City, the Mindanao Provincial Former Youth Volunteers Association held a gathering to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the traditional day of the Vietnam Youth Volunteer Force, July the 15th, 1950, July the 15th, 2025, and to reveal its 2020-2025 campaign titles, setting an example of learning and following President Ho Chi Minh's teachings. Attending the event were Nguyễn Thị Phong Vũ, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and head of the Commission for Information and Mass Mobilization, along with former provincial leaders and 480 delegates representing over 5,000 members of the Provincial Association. At the gathering, participants revisited the proud 75-year history of the National Youth Volunteer Force and its contributions in Binh Province, upholding the heroic spirit of the force. Local associations and members have remained deeply committed to President Ho Chi Minh's teaching. They actively participate in grassroots movements such as the All People Unite to Build a New Style Rural Areas and Civilized Urban Areas campaign and the former youth volunteers doing business for the sake of the comradeship initiative. Currently, the association has over 5,000 members across 11 district-level branches and 115 grassroots-level branches. Since its founding, the association has mobilized support the construction of 100 houses for members, with each house receiving 30 to 60 million dong, totaling more than 4.2 billion dong. On holidays and Lunar New Year, the association regularly organizes visits and gifts, distributing hundreds of packages worth between 300,000 and 600,000 dong each. Members also continue to support one another in a spirit of solidarity and compassion, offering help in times of hardship, illness, celebration, or bereavement, with total mutual aid reaching 1.25 billion dong. And that's the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed the news. See you next time and goodbye for now.